35. Determination, doubt, and dreams of victory. Inside the cave he clawed in mountain rock, Shrinnok's resentment at the inconvenience of living rough outside the dragon lairs, far from community he'd always known, kept waking him. The cold, intense enough to make him wish he'd spent more digging time. He kept on saying the discomfort made him miserable right now, but soon the moon would be invisible, and then the song of dragon wings would beat so dreadfully the earth would tremble from the flames of rage. The thought of 19 males, 6 fierce females, now following his lead to dragon war, seemed like a gift more precious in his heart inside the small cave's dark. A bolstering that made his plans more promising than he had dreamed that they could ever be before their force had left the caves to find Shrinnok. Inside his head, he saw his clutch of dragons spread out against the skies, their bodies large enough to make irrelevant the men that scurried with their deadly arrows through the lands between their small stone cottages. He felt the power of the thundering inside his heart, and felt so potent, wild, he thought, that he could burst out from his cave and wrest the ancient stories from ancestors and make them live in glory in this time. But then the image faded as he thought about the news his new force brought, of Miraman and all the elders on the Conclave Stone, especially Saran, who'd let her mate assume her place upon the days to call for dragon war, huge dragons battling dragons, so that the dragon race would grow and thrive. The Old One's foolishness enraged him, made him want to spew his fire into their smug old surety with force enough to make them cringe. But still, his followers were young and strong. But could they face the dragons from the caves? Could victory be carved from dragons first, and then from humans with their puny strength? What had he done? Created dominance that would ensure the dragons lived without the endless threat that humans represented? I made a war where dragon claws and flame raked only dragon hides, and forced to slide into extinction, Merman was fond of warning all the dragon caves about. He had trained the young males that had followed him in discipline and strategy, but now his newer followers were here to join the battle that he had planned for carefully, and though he'd lead his forces through the skies, what would they do when dragons they had known the moment when they'd left their eggs for light confronted them and came at them with flames? It somehow thought the elders would sit back and cower in the caves, afraid to stop him as he moved to rid the world of humans. But if the dragons had left the conclave to join him in the mountains, had it right. His war against the humans was a part of what they faced. The other part, a war he had not planned or even contemplated. The doubts gnawed at his stomach, made him want to bawl his fear and helpless feelings out into the quiet night and make them vanish. But if he showed his feelings to the others, it heard the hesitancy in the way the new ones told of elders at the conclave, and felt the cold dismay the males had felt to feel the possibility of war fought with their fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers. What could he do, he asked himself. What should he do before he could not stop events from moving so fast? He had no choice but forward movement toward a destiny that was not guaranteed to be the destiny his dreams had formed. He thrashed inside the cave in cold and moved his wings, and then had left the cramped, closed cave for air that whistled as he flapped his wings. Stars shined so bright, they rained their silver light upon the valley far below his flight. Great dragon bodies moved uncomfortably to hear him leave his clawed-out earth and soar into the crystal darkness of the night. For hours, the newest dragons had clawed earth to make themselves a cave where they could sleep. But mountain rock was hard, and days were needed to make a cave, not hours before night came. Still, no one followed him into the sky. One day, to train the new ones how to fight a war with strategy instead of rage, he thought. Sturmachan and the others who had learned the tactics had to take the lead. The clutch he led would not be quite as fierce as what he had dreamed when he had set his rage toward the moment when he'd waged a war against the hunter who had sent his arrow to blind his eye and wrap him deep with pain. But cowering was not the dragon way. Not even if Saran and Mirman were strong enough to fill the skies with dragons opposing him and what his mind had willed. He drove his wings down, spurred it higher, up into the thinner air toward the stars. They'd win, he screamed inside himself. They'd win. They had no other choice than victory.